Hi. This week, the question is, what are seven things God hates? Many people can't believe God hates anything. The picture that most people have is that God loves everyone and everything and could not possibly hate anything. But the Bible clearly says God hates seven things. I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Seven things are an abomination to God. Abomination means something extremely disgusting. What are the things that are extremely disgusting which God hates? Well, let's look at each one in this list and make just a comment or two about each item. Number one, He hates a proud look. God hates pride. Pride was the sin committed by the devil, which caused him to be cast out of heaven as the devil. 1 Timothy 3, verse 6. Pride is when someone thinks that they're deserving and worthy of honor and promotion. My friend, have you ever heard of Gay Pride Week? What do you suppose God thinks about that? When people are proud of something which is sinful, what do you suppose God thinks about that? Do you suppose God will bring these people into heaven with Him when the world is over? Absolutely not. People ought to be ashamed of their sins, according to Romans 6, verse 21. Second, God hates a lying tongue. God hates lying because He is truth, Titus 1, verse 2. Lying is something that's impossible for God to do. A lie is an untrue statement which a person knows to be untrue and told it with the intent of deceiving others. To illustrate, a man might say, I have $3,000 in the bank right now. If he honestly believes this is the truth, he has not told a lie. But suppose this man's wife has spent half the money without his knowledge. Did he tell something untrue? Well, yes, he told something that was not true because he really didn't have $3,000 in the bank. But was the man lying? The answer is no, because he thought he really did have $3,000. He did not know his wife had spent the money. When people knowingly tell things that are not true, no matter how trivial, and their purpose is to deceive someone, they are lying, and God hates lying. Number three, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. This demonstrates that capital punishment is not the same as murder in the eyes of God. A murderer or a rapist is not innocent. They're guilty, and they deserve to die at the hands of two or three witnesses, according to Hebrews 10, verse 28. But when innocent blood is shed, God hates this. This is what makes abortion so wrong, because the unborn baby is innocent, has done nothing deserving of death. The mother, the doctors, and the nurses who participate in an abortion will be held responsible by God, even if the government thinks that this process is okay. See Exodus chapter 21, verse 22 and 23. This is what made the crucifixion of Jesus so despicable, because Jesus was an innocent person. John chapter 19, verse 4. Number four, God hates a heart that devises wicked plans. Some people sit around and think up new ways to do evil. When the camera was invented, someone thought of how to use it in an evil way to produce pornography. When the computer was invented, someone sat around and thought of a way to use the computer to steal from people. They thought of ways to promote ungodliness. Every invention of man causes someone else to sit around and think of a way to use that invention to do evil. God hates this, and those who are guilty will answer for it on the judgment day. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14. Number five, God hates feet that are swift in running to evil. This describes not the person sitting around thinking up evil things, as we just talked about, but rather this describes someone else who's ready and waiting to try something that another person thought up. This is the person who can be talked into anything. This is the fellow who is daring and will try anything new, risky, dangerous, illegal, and immoral. These people don't just walk into evil. They run into it. They run swiftly. They're anxious to try something new and immoral. God hates this, and people doing this will be held responsible. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. Number six, God hates a false witness who speaks lies. A false witness speaking a lie is different than just an ordinary liar. This person is swearing to a lie. Swearing to a lie usually means the person swearing in a court of law. When someone swears to a lie in a court of law, they are preventing justice from happening. And furthermore, when a person swears in the name of God to a lie, they are profaning the name of God. These people are taking the name of God in vain. This is a violation of the third commandment which God gave Israel in the days of Moses. Those who profane the name of God by swearing to lies will have their part in a lake of fire when judgment day comes. Revelation 21, verse 8. And number 7, one who sows discord among brethren. God hates this. God hates it when someone goes among brethren and causes division. Brethren will naturally have disagreements. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3 tells us that we have to work at having peace because it doesn't come easily or naturally. But some people cause division in the church. They divide brethren and sisters from one another. This is what makes denominations wrong. In mathematics, the denominator is the number on the bottom of the fraction which causes division. In religion, a denomination is an organization which causes division. God hates all denominations. Jesus did not die for a denomination. He died for His one church. Acts 20, verse 28. Anyone who divides the Lord's church will be held responsible on Judgment Day. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.